Friends, that was Stage Direction with Kate Pryor, brought to you by the...
Just pull it down, pardon?
Yeah, just pull it down.
I just blew that whole bit there. This is what staying up all night at an advertising function is going to do for you.
Friends, Roman's countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Kate Pryor, brought to you... by the Vic Devonport.
And you. Hi, Kate, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. We're battling along on this beautiful morning. Look at this beautiful Friday morning there.
I know, it's beautiful.
Sort of a great start to a weekend, and a weekend perhaps maybe we may want to go to the theatre, perhaps.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance that you might go to the theatre because the Auckland Arts Festival has just started.
Oh, see, spoiled little Auckland, eh?
It opened last night. I headed down to the to Silo Park, to the Arts Festival hub down there, and Airy Danger Spiel was playing. That was the opening gig, which was really awesome.
Cool! I love Airy Danger Spiel.
Yeah, so many people on stage. Oh, my God.
The thing is, it can be imposing, the Arts Festival, can't it?
Yeah,
Because there's a lot of, we should go to that, and if we had unlimited money and time, we'd go there.
Yeah.
And very few shitters. Almost all devastating work.
Yeah.
Yep.
You mean brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Devastatingly picked
and assembled for a good reason.
Yeah. Really, you know, well curated. And new artistic director this year, Jonathan Bielski, and put together a really exciting program.
So what do you pick? What have you seen?
I figure, you know, I'm coming in every week, so I'll just like do my picks for this week because I've got some more picks the week after. In the weekend, I'm seeing a new work called Bless the Child, which is a new New Zealand play from playwright Hone Koka, who's a really acclaimed New Zealand playwright and has a company called Tawata based in Wellington, and they are amazing producers and developers of New Zealand work. So this is quite a anticipated piece from him, playing down at Q Theatre, opened last night, and looks at when a family closes ranks, a child has died, and looking at the devastation in one family, he in interviews says that it was his mum that really pushed him to write this play. I think it was that really hard one, and his mum said, "This is something we need to talk about in our Māori communities."
In all of our communities as well.
Yeah, of course. So that's one that I'm really, it's going to be really powerful. I'm really looking forward to. And then there is an amazing international production called 1984, which is George Orwell's, an adaptation of George Orwell's.
Stage production?
Yes. Yeah.
What do you know about this? What do we know about this?
I've seen this one in Melbourne, and it's epic. It's amazing. Visually, just incredible. It's searing and kind of terrifying.
Although, I mean, we're quite a bit past 1984 now.
Yeah.
You know, so... Yeah. You know, proud of yourselves, humanity. You did a great job.
You got there. And we're sort all fine of, now. We're all good now. So.
At the same time, we're sort of exactly what he says, eh?
Yeah. That's going to be down at ASB Waterfront Theatre. And that one has been going, like, it first opened, I think, in 2003, and it's still going around, you know, festivals and stuff.
That gets 5 stars all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's really popular. The third production that I'm really looking forward to this weekend is called Tea, and it's by a Sri Lankan writer-director called Ahi Karunaharan. This is a really exciting. It's an epic. It's... spanning many generations. I think it's like starts in maybe the...
It's a play?
A play.
Yeah.
Starts in 1800s Sri Lanka and goes to the present day or the future. And really exciting new work from Ahi, who's been doing kind of work with lots of community theatres as a director. And this is kind of his one he's been working away on for years and years, and finally gets it some big opening night in the festival, which is cool.
Cool. And is this a debut for the play or is it?
It is.
Wow,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, sounds quite a play.
And the first Sri Lankan. Play, I think, in New Zealand. I'm just reading my little blurb. And all South Asian performers.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And you can get student rush tickets too. You can get cheaper tickets.
What does that mean?
That means you can turn up on the day at any box office of the venue your show's at, and you can get 50% off.
If you're a student.
If you're a student with your student ID.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that's all. That's your picks for this week. But if you want to get, you can go to the website, of course, and have a look at the lineup, which is very plump, and runs till the 25th of March. This festival of ours, in this town of ours, in this Auckland of ours. Where do you buy tickets from? Tickets from.
Well,
you can pick up. You want to get a physical program for these? You know, it's a lot easier.
Yeah. That's it. But Screen at Q Theatre or Ticketmaster, I have to check.
AAAF.co.nz.
Do that, yeah.
What was that? What was that website?
AAAF.
Hold on, let me turn that on for you, Sarah.
It's either AAAF.co.nz or AucklandFestival.co.nz. Yeah.
There we go. Fantastic. Well, and happy festival to you.
Yeah, thanks.
That was Stage Direction with Kate Pryor, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Lee Fields and...